homeowner in Tempe calls in, wants to know about termites. That's exactly why we're here at Rosie on the House. I am a little distracted today. I can't believe the collegiate football season is over. I just want to cry like a baby.
Dad.
It just started.
It ended 4 weeks ago for us.
Yes, it did. Yeah, for us it did. Golly. I mean, ASU's got a game at Cal. U of A is done. NAU is done.
They're
playoffs.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs. Yeah. I'm not sure who they play, but they made the playoffs. They had a great year.
Yes, they did. NAU Lumberjacks had a very good year. Unfortunately, the team I root for started out strong and finished kind of weak. And we've got a big game this afternoon against the A&M Aggies. Go ahead, Smart Alec. Say what you're going to say.
Go Jackrabbits.
Jackrabbits are not my team. Those would be Mike Reese. You're a graduate from South Dakota State University, right?
Yes, sir. We play.
What's your degree in?
Yeah, speech degree. I figured I was talking at the radio station. I might as well get my degree. So that was the fastest way out of there.
All right. Well, I can honestly say in my old 58 years, you're the only Jackrabbit I've ever met that I know of. So, but of course, most of you regular listeners know that we're originally from South Louisiana. Still hold LSU season tickets and try and get back to a couple games in Baton Rouge. And with all the rumors now about our coaching change, it's kind of a tense moment for the LSU Tigers. But we're not here to talk football. I just wanted to gripe a little bit about the fact that the season's ending already.
Also, a very historic.
The only thing better than college football is high school football, and it's already over.
A historic broadcast for Rosie on the House today. We had our first ever Skyped-in conversation from Tbilisi, Georgia.
That was
during the 7 o'clock hour. Got a little world history lesson there. And it's also our first ever broadcast where we have a text-in option. And we're learning. We're setting some ground rules. Rick, we don't know everything.
We don't.
Really?
We don't. We don't know everything here, folks. So
there's a disclaimer there.
You know, Rick wants to know, is y'all, or is it plural, all y'all?
That's a text we got.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's something.
Y'all is the plural.
Y'all is the plural.
There's no such thing as all y'all.
Oh, if you're in the South, there is all definitely y'all. All y'all. All y'all, come on over.
Timbra wants to know, new to Goodyear, Arizona, where do I drive to see city lights? And there's not a lot of driving options in our mountains around the Phoenix metro area. Tucson, you'd be a lot better on the going up to Mount Lemmon, or you can get up in Oracle and look down. But
I think there's some great places. I think South Mountain is amazing.
But can you drive or hike?
No, you can drive up there.
You can drive up to South Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can also Fountain Hills. Drive up to Fountain Hills
from
all the
Buckeye.
Way out Shea.
There you go. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
From Buckeye.
Well,
Goodyear.
Pack a ham sandwich.
You've got this idea that Goodyear and Buckeye are neighbors, and they're not. There's 20 miles between these two areas.
She said she was willing to drive. I'm just throwing it out there. She wants to see Phoenix City lights.
The if you Pinnacle want to see Peak all the area.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I got to believe there's areas around the White Tanks, though, that she's right next to, or at least the Estrella Mountains that she can get
Well, now
get
you
up.
Should know that. No.
No, I shouldn't.
Okay.
I can see the White Tanks from my house, but so can most everyone in the valley. But they're south of me. We don't ever go south. We go north.
This is a whole new way to open a conversation up with our listeners is the texting.
It is. And I've got a reply option here, but I don't know if they can reply back. I've got this gentleman in Apache Junction that wants to know what the best weed killer is. And I asked him, is it on lawn? Xeriscape, desert, and the square foot, and I haven't heard back. So if he's texted back, I don't know how to see his response yet. So we're in a learning stage here, but it's 411-923. We'll get your text question, comment right into Rosie on the House.
Let's go to Mike in Tucson, who's actually on the line.
A traditional phone number, which you should have programmed in your phone, 1-888-767. 4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you in Tucson, Arizona. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning to you all. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
My wife and I, she owns a 2-bedroom townhome built in 93, and we're renting it out. And it's a small 2-bedroom. and it has four smoke alarms in it, the old kind, hardwired with a 9-volt battery backup battery that we change every year or two.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what we're thinking about doing is, I don't know, what are your feelings of going with a combo smoke carbon monoxide, and what about these 10-year lithium batteries?
Okay.
Are they any reliable, or are they going to last, do you think, or do we stick with replacing 9 volts every so many years?
Well, I think you could go either way. The thing about the lithium batteries that's good is when they die slow. Okay. So you'll get warning signals that it's going for weeks before it actually dies. I'll come back and answer more of this. We're going to have to go on a quick break here, catch up with bottom of the hour news. Mike, you hang on. We'll finish your question.